सत्संग जी प्रेम से कहना
तनंकार जी
सेंसे विद लव
तनंकार जी
आज ब्रिस्बेन में ये जो पिछले चंद घंटों से समागम का ये रूप बना है और हर एक महात्मा हर एक संत इस एक परमात्मा इस एक प्रभु की तरफ चेतन कर रहा है अपने शब्दों द्वारा अपने गीतों द्वारा, तो भाव यही है कि सद्गुरु की कृपा से अगर हमारे जीवन में ये परमात्मा का प्रवेश हुआ है, हमारे जीवन में ये सत्य आया है, तो ये सत्य जन जन तक पहुंचे, हर एक इंसान इस सत्य को अपने जीवन में शामिल कर सके। With the true master's grace, every devotee here has been blessed with the realization of this one almighty, with the realization of our own true selves. The question that we all have, who really am I? What really is the purpose of all of this? Why God? What is God? Even if something like that exists or not, it is a question that everyone has pondered at least once during their lives, because while we are living our lives during the ebbs and flows, when things are going according to how we want them to, and sometimes when they're not, and sometimes when we are striving to change the circumstances around ourselves, during all of that which we call life, we all must have come across the thought of what is the point, and is this what truly life is, or is there something beyond? And for some, this question gets too big to be left unanswered, and then they embark on a journey to find that answer. And with the grace of the Sadguru, the true master, we realize that the answer was always within me, and the answer was always very simple. It was just my mind which had clouded everything for me. And I would like to share a story which I'm really fond of. So there was this man who was trying to seek answers for similar questions and had started the journey where he was looking for an answer. And he reaches a place where he gets to know about a guru, a master who has helped so many men and women like him who had this question in their hearts. That master had helped them find the answer. So he reaches there, and in reverence, with full reverence, he asks that, I'm here to know what truth is. I'm here to know what you have to offer me. I'm here to know the divine truth, the ultimate reality, whatever we may want to call it. And the master says nothing, but just goes back inside and comes out with a piece of stone in his hand, and then gives it to the man who came with this question, and then tells him that take this stone and go to a place where they sell vegetables and ask them, what price would they pay you for this stone? And then just come back to me with the price. Don't sell it. And he goes there and he knocks on a few doors, and then they tell them that this stone has no value for us. But if you really want to sell it, we can maybe use it to weigh the vegetables that we sell, or maybe our children can play throw with it. So we'll probably give you a few pennies. And then the man comes back and he says that it is being sold for a few pennies there. And then now he says that, okay, fine, let's do one more thing. Now you take this stone to a place where they sell silver and come back with the price that they're offering. But don't sell it. Remember not to sell it. Just come back with the price. And he does that. And suddenly what was being sold for pennies is now being valued at, say, $100, $200. And he tries to resist selling it, because certainly something which was being sold for pennies is now worth $200, and he thinks maybe the master does not know it and he'll be happy if I sell it for $200 and hand it over to him. But he controls that urge and comes back and tells him that, what is this? The value has just skyrocketed. It was a few pennies that place, and this is being sold for $200 now. And then now the master says that, okay, let's do one more thing. Now take it to a place where they deal in gold. Let's do that and make sure you don't sell it. Just come back with the price. And he does that, and suddenly the value is now $10,000. It's becoming more and more difficult for this man to control his urge of selling this stone. He in fact ponders that I can just sell it and run away with that money. But then again, maybe the seeking of the ultimate truth was quite real. And he again goes back to the master and says that, are you sure that you don't want to sell it? It's being sold for $10,000 now. And then he smiles again and he says, let's finally do one more thing and take it to a place where they sell diamonds. And suddenly it's being valued at $200,000. And after again going through that whole process of controlling and dealing with all the rational thoughts of selling it, he comes back. And now the master says, now give it back to me. And then the master says that, you wanted to know what this stone is. This stone is you. You are this stone who's being valued at different prices in different places. For someone who you are fulfilling their expectations, they may value at a higher price. For someone who you want to be valued by, but you are not doing anything for them, you might be worth pennies for them. For your family, you might be worth gold. For someone who loves you dearly, you might be worth diamonds. But then again, everyone is valuing you as per the value you bring to your to their lives. And it's the most important thing to remember not to sell, because often we as humans sell ourselves short of our potential, of our true selves. We are happy being CEOs, we are happy being great husbands, great fathers, we are happy being rich, we are happy being owners of big houses, we are happy being scholars. We're selling ourselves short, because in the end our true value is told to us by the Sadhguru, because the Sadhguru is not seeking anything in return. And that true value is what we call self-realization. The true value, like there's a very famous quote which says that enlightenment is when the wave realizes it is the ocean. But the wave will need to control the urge to sell itself short of being identified as a wave. I would need to let go of who I think I am, who I have been striving to become, who I have been working hard all my life to be identified as, to be known as. It all needs to go away for me to become who really am I. A seed, for it to become a tree, needs to go deep down in the ground. It needs to be there in a place full of darkness. It needs to agree to be buried in the ground with the promise of becoming a tree. So it's some faith that is required by that seed. It is devotion. It is surrenderance. That yes, I trust you. If you think that you can turn the seed, you can turn me into my potential, which is of a tree, although it seems impossible. How can me, a mere seed, be such a mighty tree? This is what devotion and this is what spirituality is. Letting go of who I know as myself. Surrendering. Willing to let go of what I have become all these years. Like a wave will need to crash back into the ocean to realize that it is the ocean. But if it fights against that reality, that changes nothing, because the truth will remain the same. But for that wave, the life will become a struggle, because it will be constant fighting against the ultimate truth, which cannot be changed no matter how hard I fight, no matter how hard I try. It's like two branches talking with each other of the same tree, the two branches of the same tree talking with each other and asking each other a question. You know, I've heard a lot of talking about something called a tree. Do you know what a tree is? A branch asking another branch, do you know what a tree is? And that's what we have been doing. Do you know what life is? Do you know what God is? Who God is? Where God is? And all this while, it's right here. It's right where we are. The branches themselves are the tree that they've been pondering about, talking about. But for them to realize that, for them to live like a tree, they'll need to let go of the identity of the branch. They'll need to let go of the false identity they have fed themselves, that I am a branch which bears fruits. But they don't understand that the fruit is coming through the roots of the same tree they're part of. All of us, we are not separate from each other. When we say that this reality is universal, when we say God is universal, there's one universal truth, it means that this entire universe is part of that ultimate reality, and we all are mere specks. No matter how large our identities are, according to ourselves or according to the ones that price us or value us or put a price on our value in their lives, but we all are nothing but a speck of mere particle in this entire universe. But the beauty is that every little particle carries the whole universe inside of them. And that's the universality of this ultimate truth. And that is what we know when this one is revealed to us. And that is this realization, in a sense, is oneness. When it becomes impossible for me to separate myself from this cosmos, when it becomes impossible for me to separate myself from the one standing in front of me, no matter how they look, no matter what language they speak, no matter which country they come from, because those were the veils of ignorance that I was wearing before this one was revealed. Enlightenment is nothing but shedding of those veils. Taking off the glasses that we have been given by through the society, through our education, through our cultures. Knocking down all the walls that divide man from man, that divide me from someone else. And then once the truth is revealed, one more reality that hits me is that the only thing that I have ever done for my own self has been acting like an obstruction. The only thing that we do when we try to do too much is become an obstruction on the path to peace for our own selves. Because there it becomes difficult to let go of who we think we are, because we have really worked hard to become someone. And then when we talk about this enlightenment, we talk about truth, we talk about God, we talk about devotion, suddenly the question arises, would you like to bet or let go of everything in return of this truth? Would a drop want to become the ocean? But for that, the precondition is that you'll need to stop being a drop. We'll all need to stop being a drop, because we all can become the ocean. And that is the message that Sadhguru gives and brings for the entire mankind, that all of us carry the potential of becoming the ocean. So let us not sell ourselves short. Let us not settle down by being just droplets, whereas we can all become oceans. Saints say with love.
Dhanakaraji. Dhanakaraji.